Here's a thought I'll title, All the Gray Hair is Worrisome. In the 1970s and 80s, there was a huge uptick of people engaging in fine art photography. I was one of them, and I suspect a number of you were too. Why? Well, probably this was the result of luminaries like Ansel Adams bringing photography to the masses. But also, I think it was to some degree a result of the increased quality in book reproductions of photographs. We were finally able to go to the bookstore without having to have the luck of a gallery exhibition in the town where we lived. We could go to the bookstore and see absolutely wonderful photography, beautifully reproduced, and because there were so many wonderful books being published, it was easy for us to find some kind of photography that really appealed to us, and we were hooked. I never attended an Ansel Adams workshop. I'm always sorry that I didn't. But I've seen lots of snapshots of those enthusiastic youngsters at Ansel Adams workshops, either in field sessions or in lectures. And one of the things that always impresses me about that is how young the audience is, at least compared to today. If I had to guess, maybe an average age back then was 35, maybe 40. Relatively young, relatively new. And the only gray hair in the crowd usually came from the instructors. And what has me thinking about this is I was sort of reviewing 2024 in my mind's eye about what I'd done and all the various Zoom talks that I'd given to various camera groups and workshop scenarios, etc. And it seems to me that like 90-95% of the people who are in those photo groups and participating in those Zoom conferences are all on the downhill side of life. They're gray-haired people. They're retired people. They're not youngsters, at least not like they were when I was back doing some of my earliest workshops in the 70s and 80s. I'm curious about this. I don't know if this says something about the state of photography, or if it says something about who goes to a Zoom meeting, or who tends to be in a photo group, or join a club, or some such thing. It could be stylistic, that the kinds of things that I'm talking about are more in line with traditional photography, rather than some of the newest cutting-edge trends, and so I don't see the kind of people that are out there attending workshops, because I'm not lecturing on the kinds of things they're interested in. I don't know. But I also am suspicious that it might have something to do with equipment, that the younger generation is much more comfortable doing photography with their iPhone and posting those images on Facebook or Instagram or places like that, which is a considerably different thing than we had to go through 40 or 50 years ago, mastering the craft of photography and doing so to a large part by attending workshops and lectures and other programs that was being put on by the photographic masters. If the prevalence of gray-haired audience members is an indication of what's happening to photography, I find that pretty worrisome, because as we get older, we probably do less work. Eventually, we probably don't do any work. And if that baby boomer bubble is what carried photography to those great heights in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they're all getting older and approaching the final wash, is there going to be a generation that follows that keeps the history of fine art photography rolling right along? I don't know. I don't know that it's worth anybody's time to investigate this more fully, but it is an interesting observation that I've had when I look at who seems to be signing up for workshops, going on photo tours, buying new equipment, and actively producing work either on their own or as a part of a club or a group. Maybe this has always been the case, that the elder generation regrets the fact that the younger generation is doing something different. Another example of, hey kids, get off my lawn, I suspect. And it'll take, what, another 20 or 30 or 50 years for those trends to fully work out? at which point I'm pretty sure I won't be around to care much anymore about whether or not the younger generation engages photography with the same kind of enthusiasm that those of my generation did.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.